Our fourth reading comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Shall we pray? God, we thank you for the words that we have heard tonight from your word, that tell us your story of redemption, of obedience, of salvation, the story of Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, as we think on these words, may we, like Mary, ponder on them in our hearts. And God, as we hear words that have been prepared for this evening, God, may your Spirit add his blessing to them. May they be spoken in the power of that Spirit, and may they have the transforming power of your Spirit on all who hear. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Christmas looks very different depending on where in the world you're celebrating it. Where I grew up in South Africa, Christmas is in the middle of summer. It's warm, it's sunny. School has finished for the year a few weeks back. We're in the middle of our summer holidays. And when we talk about summer holidays, we mean summer where the sun shines and it's warm and you can count on that. So this time of year is all about having fun outside, swimming, board games, family barbecues, that kind of thing. On Christmas Day, we'd open up our presents in the morning, have a big family lunch, play with our new presents, and then end the day camped out in front of the TV, usually watching Gone with the Wind or My Fair Lady, which tended to be the movies that they showed on TV on Christmas Day. And then Boxing Day was just a day of eating leftovers and lazing around the swimming pool before gearing up for whatever big party you're going to have on New Year's Eve. Here in Northern Ireland, the weather and the routines are, of course, different. We're always dreaming of a white Christmas, and school, of course, has only finished just a couple of days ago, but the rhythm is very similar. Family, food, presents, traditions. No matter where you celebrate, Christmas always seems to be about food, family, and fun. But often we can forget to talk about Jesus. Sometimes we try to fit him into our celebrations, or we feel guilty and we'll say things, well, it's really all about Jesus, even though we're still trying to figure out exactly how it is all about him. When the girls were younger, they had a book with different Christmas stories in, and I want to share with you my favorite Christmas story that came out of that book. It's a traditional French folk story. I'll tell it to you in English, but it's a traditional French story about a man called Old Pierre. Old Pierre was a shoemaker, and he had his own shoe store. It was Christmas Eve, and the day's work had come to an end. So he stepped outside to close up the store, and the street was still bustling with excited children and mothers rushing about getting their last-minute shopping done. And as he locked up, he remembered Christmas past. Times when his wife was still alive and their children would dance happily around the home. But now Pierre was on his own. And so he went to his upstairs apartment, he had a bowl of soup, and then he sat down in his favorite chair with the family Bible, and he read through the Christmas story. And as he read, about how Mary was relieved to find a stable that she could give birth to the baby Jesus, how the wise men brought gifts for Jesus. He thought that while he would be able to give them a place to stay, he wouldn't have a gift to give to the baby Jesus. And then he remembered that in a dusty old box were the tiniest shoes that he had ever made. And he decided that if he ever had the opportunity to give Jesus a gift, that's what he would give him. As he sat there, his eyes grew heavy and he fell asleep. And he slipped into the most wonderful dream. Someone was there at his side, someone with a kind, gentle face and a warm, strong voice. It was Jesus. "Old Pierre," Jesus said to him, "look for me tomorrow. I will visit you and you can provide me for me however you wish. But be sure that you recognize me." And then he was gone. Old Pierre slept peacefully that night and he woke up the next morning with a smile on his face, the bells ringing out joyfully. It was Christmas Day. He was filled with joy as he remembered his dream. He opened the shutters of his store and he stepped out onto the street. The streets were empty. More snow had fallen in the night and it sparkled in the morning sun. "I wonder what Jesus will look like," he said to himself. "Will he come as a baby or a grown man? I must keep a sharp lookout." He went inside and put on a pot of coffee, but grew worried that he might miss Jesus, and so he went back outside looking up and down the street, but he saw no one. Well, that wasn't quite true. He noticed Albert, the road sweeper, hunched over his broom, sweeping the snow off the pavements. He looked chilled to the bone, and so Pierre called him in. "Hey, Albert, come inside and come and have some coffee with me and warm up by the fire. Let's celebrate Christmas." So Albert shuffled across the road, came inside and sat by the fire and drank his coffee. "Thank you, Pierre," he said. "It sure is a cold day out there." Old Pierre smiled, but he kept looking out the window. Albert noticed. "Are you expecting someone?" he asked curiously. So old Pierre told him about his dream. Albert smiled. "Well, you've given me an unexpected treat this morning. I hope your dream comes true." He gathered himself up and went outside to continue sweeping. Pierre followed him out, looking up and down the street for his special visitor, but he saw no one. Well, not quite no one. He noticed someone walking slowly up the road towards his shop. Pierre went out to greet them. It was a young woman holding a bundle close to her chest. She was pale and tired, and the bundle was a tiny baby wrapped in a thin blanket. "Come inside where it's warm," he said to her. And as she sat by the seat by the fire, he warmed up some milk, and while the woman rested, Pierre fed the tiny baby himself. And the baby's feet were icy cold. "She needs shoes," he said in distress. "I have no money for shoes," the woman said. "My husband is dead, and I'm looking for work so that we can buy enough food to survive." He thought of the tiny shoes, of his gift for Jesus. But if he gave them to the baby, what would he give to Jesus? But the little feet in his hands were so cold. "Why don't you try these," he said, giving the shoes to her, "and they fit perfectly." He went to the stove and brought over some soup and bread, and while the woman left, thanking him for his kindness and telling him that she hoped that all his Christmas wishes would come true. As he looked out on the street, it was busier now. He saw some of his friends and customers and a group of beggars, but not that one special visitor he was waiting for. He looked at the beggars again. "It's Christmas," he thought. So he went to the door and he invited them in for some soup and bread. And as they ate, Pierre kept his eye on the window looking for Jesus. Time passed and the sun began to set. The beggars left, all the soup was finished and the bread was eaten. Old Pierre was tired. He looked one last time down the street, but it was empty. Everyone had gone. As he sat in his chair, he looked sadly into the fire. Jesus hadn't come. It had just been a dream after all. But then a soft light filled the room and a warm voice spoke. "Did you really not see me, old Pierre? I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was cold and lonely and you invited me into your house. I was barefoot and you gave me shoes. Did you really not see me?" Then old Pierre realized that Jesus had been there in all the people who'd been in his house that day. Albert, the road sweeper, the young woman with her tiny baby, and the group of beggars. As we try to work out how to bring Jesus into our Christmas festivities and our Christmas traditions, if we open our eyes, we'll realize that Jesus is here with us all along. As we look at the twinkling lights on the tree, and the ones that light up the neighborhood and the shop windows, we remember that Jesus said that he is the light of the world that shines in the darkness. As we gaze at our beautiful Christmas trees, we remember that once a tree was chopped down to become a cross to crucify Jesus. When we think of Santa, who loves to give us gifts, we remember that the Bible tells us that all good gifts come from our Father in heaven above. And even his name reminds us of Jesus, because Santa means saint. And the Bible tells us that all the saints are those who believe in Jesus. And as we give out our gifts on Christmas morning and open our presents, we remember that Jesus is the gift that God gave to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is everywhere. He is in the love that we share with one another, in the laughter, even in our tears when we remember loved ones who are no longer with us. As we weep, we remember that Jesus also wept when he saw the sadness of his friends. Jesus is at the very heart of Christmas. He is in everything we do. Everywhere we gaze, Jesus is there. Like old Pierre, we just need to open up our eyes and see him. Shall we pray? God, we thank you that in the season of Christmas, we remember that word Emmanuel, God with us, that you are with us. We remember the promise that you make, that wherever we go, you will never leave us nor forsake us. So Lord, in this time of Christmas festivities, in this time of rushing about, of buying presents, of buying food, of getting things wrapped, of preparing meals, of the hustle and bustle of families together, God, in all of that, may we not lose sight of you. May we recognize you in the people that we meet, in the times that we have, in the laughter, in the tears, in the food and the festivities. God, may we never forget that you are there with us in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.